You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. I have the joy to just share some thoughts on this wonderful Good Friday. I did some research during the week, and I asked my new friend, AI, ChatGPT. And I asked AI, what would the average Aussie think of when they read the words Good Friday? And AI gave me a lot of answers, and I kind of summarized it into kind of four main answers based on your understanding of Jesus. And I've got it on a table here. And maybe you can agree or disagree with my research. You see, in the first column, we have the committed Christians. And for them, their answer is that, well, Jesus died on Good Friday and he died for our sins. It's good because Jesus brought our salvation. It's a day of reflection and gratitude, and it's the reason behind the coming of Christ on that first Christmas. For the cultural or the casual Christian, well, it's a religious holiday to remember Jesus. It's also the long weekend, so let's go camping. It's a good time to come to a church service and remember the Christian tradition. For the non-Christians, a bit of confusion here, because how can the death of someone actually be good? That's a bit strange. It's another day for a particular religious group. Well, it's in the school calendar, and we know it's coming because Coles are already selling hot cross buns and chocolate eggs. And then pop culture says that, well, Mel Gibson did a great job in that movie, The Passion of Christ. It was epic. There have been some great songs written about this particular weekend. And the cross of Jesus happens to be on every second post on my social media feed, right? And I think there are some truth to this table here. And maybe for some of us here today, you're still trying to figure out, what is the big deal with Good Friday? Why is Good Friday really good? And what has the death of some Jewish man 1,000 years ago got to do with me? In fact, you're not alone. I'll tell you why. As I studied the Bible, I realized that the very first Good Friday, a lot of people wasn't sure what was actually happening. Let me explain. You see, for the Roman Empire, especially ruler Herod and governor Pilate, they ordered the execution of Jesus because the people wanted Jesus dead. Both these two rulers could not find Jesus guilty, deserving death penalty. But because of the pressure from the crowd, they executed Jesus just to settle the rowdy crowd, to see some peace and order within the empire. Now, for the Jewish chief priests or the religious leaders or the teachers of the law, they wanted Jesus dead because of the bold claims that Jesus is the Messiah. Jesus made these bold claims that he is the Christ, the prophesied one, and also the claim that he's God in the flesh. Now, for these leaders, Jesus is a madman, and they wanted him dead so that the real Messiah will eventually come one day. Now, for the ordinary, regular Jewish people, interestingly, they're very easily persuaded, because prior to the crucifixion, they welcomed Jesus by laying down palm leaves on the streets of Jerusalem, joyfully worshiping, shouting, "Blessed be the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And within one week, they changed their mind. They were convinced by the religious leaders that Jesus is a madman and that he should be killed. Now, for the citizens of Rome, the people of Rome and the other criminals on death row, well, Jesus was just another criminal meeting his fate. His death was just another death, and life moves on. Now, for Satan and the demons, well, they thought they had accomplished the task of killing the Son of God. Jesus is now dead. He's crucified. Victory belongs to them. You see, many interpretations. What about for you and for me? What is Good Friday for us? We need to go back to the text and we need to read again Matthew chapter 27, which was read by one of our amazing Sun Lifers here. Let me take you again to the moment when Jesus took his last breath. Matthew chapter 27, verses 45 to 50. Here's the word of the Lord. From noon unto the 3 in the afternoon, darkness came all over the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard these, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge filled with wine vinegar, put it on a staff, and ordered to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And verse 50, and when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Two observations I want to share with you to truly understand the meaning of Good Friday. I want to show you the confusion and chaos. And I also want to show you the cries of Christ. Let me explain about the chaos. Look in verse 47 again. From noon unto 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. Unusual darkness recorded in the scripture. This is in the afternoon, midday. From 12 to 3, it is dark. I don't know about you, when you think of darkness, it usually leads to confusion and chaos. Is that right? Early in the year, my family, we were very blessed to go to Japan and we visited Tokyo's Team Lab Borderless. Now, for those who've been there, you know what I mean. It's a huge art museum, right? Without any map, no map, without any boundaries, and without any good lighting. It is dark. And what started to be a morning of excitement quickly escalated to an afternoon of confusion and chaos, because we're going around in circles. And I kept asking my family, "Have we been to this section before?" And towards the end of the day, we were actually at each other. We didn't really enjoy ourselves. And that's what happens. When there's darkness, it usually leads to confusion. And on that first Good Friday, people are wondering, what is going on? Why darkness? Why now? What is going on? It's only 12 in the afternoon. Confusion. Let's continue on with the text, verse 46. About 3 in the afternoon, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of these standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge, and he filled it with wine vinegar, put on a staff, and he ordered Jesus to drink it. And the rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." Interesting, hey? You've read that, and you go, what's going on there? Here's what's happening. You see, Eloi is translated as God. Eli is translated as Elijah. So when Jesus cried out, "Eloi, Eloi, my God, why have you forsaken me?" the people thought that he was crying out to Elijah. You see, Elijah was the great prophet of 900 years before this moment who never died. And the people of God were hoping that one day Elijah would come back to save them and rescue them. So this is recorded in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 11. As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them. And Elijah, there he is, went up to heaven in a whirlwind. See, for the Jewish people, they thought that one day this guy who never died will come back. And he's going to rescue them, protect them, and save them. And so when they heard Jesus cry out, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," they thought that he was calling out to Elijah. So what do they do? Let's keep Jesus alive. Let's put, you know, some vinegar on a sponge, let him drink it, keep him alive for another few more hours, and then maybe Elijah will come back. You see? Confusion. Didn't get it right. A lot of chaos, a lot of confusion on that very first Good Friday. Now let me talk about the cries of Christ. He cries out twice. Here's the very first one that I just read. He cries out in a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani, which means, my God, why have you forsaken me? You see, this cry here is actually a quote from Psalm chapter 22. So Jesus is quoting David when he cried out to God in a time of distress. Because David was saying, God, where are you? God, you're so far from me. I cry out and you didn't answer me. There's a moment when David felt that God left, but clearly God didn't. And right here, Jesus quotes David. And here's the reason why. Because this was the moment in history where the Son of God took upon sin. And at that point, he became sin. Such pain, such stress, that even he felt that the Father abandoned him. And he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? The Apostle Paul, he says this about that moment in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. And God made him, that's Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him, that's Jesus, we might become the righteousness of God. This is the moment in history where the eternal Son of God takes upon the sin of the world, and the pain, the pressure, and the stress was upon him that he felt that the Father abandoned him, and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? St. Origen, he says this, I quote him, one of the early church forefathers, he says this, this is the cry of the suffering saint who bears the sins of many. That's the first cry. Here's the second cry in verse 50. And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. Mark says this in Mark 15, with a loud cry, he breathed his last. And he died. Two cries. Cries out to God the Father. He cries out and takes his last breath and he dies. He had to die. Can you see the confusion and chaos? Can you see the cries of Christ? If you can see those two observations, you will understand the meaning of Good Friday. This is what Good Friday is all about. It is a picture of us being confused, broken, living in chaos. And we need someone to cry out to the Father and cry out his last breath to take our place so that we will be set free. That's the meaning of Good Friday. You know, a lot of us here, we can be honest and say that we've done things that we regret. We've said things that we shouldn't have said. We've made decisions that have hurt the people that we love. Every one of us here, we fall short from the standards of God. Everyone here, we have done things that the Bible is very clear that does not meet God's requirement, and the Bible says they are sin. And the Word of God is very clear that the penalty of sin is death. That's what chaos and confusion brings about. Sin. We make certain decisions, we do certain things, and we realize it's not according to God's will. And we miss the mark of God. And we're all fallen. Every time we do something that is not pleasing to God, every evil, every mistake, every unrighteousness, every time we do something we should not do, or every time we do not do the things we should do, the Bible is very clear. We miss the standards of God. We miss the glory of God. We miss the mark of God, and that's a sin. And Paul says this in Romans chapter 6, verse 23, for the wages of sin is death. Someone has to die. Someone has to die. And the reason why Good Friday is a good day is because we didn't die, but Christ died for us. He took our penalty. He took our cross because that's how much He loves us. That's the good news, my friends. That's why Christians around the world gather on this day to remember what Jesus did on that cross some 2,000 years ago. He takes our chaos, He takes the confusion of life, and He settles it by dying on the cross for us. The Apostle Peter, he says this in 1 Peter chapter 2. He Himself bore our sin in His body on the cross. He takes our sin. He takes your sin. So that we might die to sin and live for righteousness. And by His wounds, we have been healed. That's what He did. Every one of us here, we've done things that we should have done. And one day we stand before God and we have to give an account. Today's a good day because we say to God that one day, God, I place my trust in Jesus. He died in my place. He died for my chaos. He died for my confusion. He died for my sin. And because of His death, I am set free. That's why today's a good day. And if you know Jesus, if you place your faith in Jesus, that's what you'll tell God one day. I place my trust in the one who died for me on that first Good Friday. He died for my chaos. He died for my brokenness. He died so that I may live. That's why it's a good day. I read you the lyrics from the hymn, Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, nothing. What can make me whole again? In other words, what can bring order? What can settle me? What can bring peace? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Not my works, not my prayer, not how much I give, not how many times I come to worship. No, nothing but the blood of Jesus, the death of Jesus on that first Good Friday. Oh, precious is the flow. And that's the blood of Jesus, the death of Jesus that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's why it's a good day. Our confusion, our chaos has been placed back in order because of the cries of Christ, where He took upon our sin and says, why did You forsake Me, Father? And that last cry where He died, His blood poured out to wash away our sins, to make us whole again, to put order back into the confusion and chaos of life. That's why it's a good day. That's the meaning of Good Friday. And as Christians, for those who made the decision to follow Jesus, we thank God for His Son. And later on, we will remember Him through communion. But now I would like to pray for us. I would like to pray for us, and I would like to invite anyone here today who've come here with heavy hearts, who've come here because you feel unsettled. You feel life is quite chaotic. There's confusion. And there's things that you've done that you're not proud of. And today you want to say, Jesus, I want You to include me into that cry. When You cried your last breath, You died, I want You to include me in Your death so that You will settle the chaos of my life. So with all eyes closed right now, if you do not know Jesus, if you walk through the doors of Sun Life today because you felt that, well, it's a good day just to come to a church service, my friends, this is not a coincidence. God has brought you here to hear the good news that He loves you He died for you. He wants to set you free. He wants to wipe away any mistake of the past, the present and the future. If that is you this morning, and you say, hey, Ben, I need Jesus. I need Jesus in my life. I've done some things that I'm not proud of, and I need Him to settle the chaos of my world. I want to give my life to Jesus. I would love to pray for you. It will be my joy and my honor to pray for you this day. So with all eyes closed, and I would like to just know who I'm praying for. If that is you, can you raise your hand and say, yeah, Ben, I don't know Jesus, but I want to give my life to Jesus today. I've done some things that I'm not proud of. I missed God's standards, and I want to start over again knowing that He died for me. If that is you, can you raise your hands right now so that I can pray for you? Because I want to see who I'm praying for. You raise your hand, and that's all you have to do. Is there anyone here today who says, yeah? Yeah, would you pray for me, Ben? Would you pray that I welcome Jesus into my life? Is there anyone here this morning that says, yeah, include me? I may not see the people in the foyer, so if there's anyone who raised their hand in the foyer, you do that as well. Is there anyone here today who says, yeah, I need Jesus? And you feel a bit awkward or embarrassed, that's okay. You can come and see me afterwards, but I want you to know that God loves you. God really cares for you, that He died for you. He dies to settle any confusion or chaos in your life, to bring back order and peace, and love and hope, to set you free in this new life. Let me pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for that sacrifice. Thank you for dying our death, dying on the cross for us. We remember you, and we are grateful for your sacrifice, your death for our life. We love you. We are grateful. Help us, Lord, to live worthy of our calling. Help us to live every day for your glory. We remember you. We remember your cries, the moment where you felt abandoned from your Father in heaven because of our sin. And we remember your cry where you took your last breath to die for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you. I pray for anyone here today who may not know you yet, that you will continue to work in their hearts and draw them closer to your cross. We love you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.